we are back at the Run the Reagan 2020 Run the Reagan in Snellville, Georgia. I've taken off the ski cap right now.
I got a shout out to the Young Buzz there. Jill Young would give me some gloves, and then I had to ask Amanda, should I actually wear them? And she suggested yes. So anyone listening, remind me, I owe Jill Youngblood nice gloves. But hold on a second. I got some special. I got the Kleinex here. Come on, okay.
As they're coming up, let me remind everybody that we're at the Run the Reagan in Snellville, an annual community event featuring a half marathon, a 5K, and a 10K race down Ronald Reagan Parkway. So Ronald Reagan Parkway is closed this morning because of the races, but it will be reopening at 3 o'clock this afternoon. In addition to all of those great things, there's a family fun zone. All proceeds, other than those necessary to produce this event, are going to be donated to charitable organizations. And this year's recipients are the Southeast Gwinnett Cooperative Ministry, the Lilburn Cooperative Ministry, and the Brookwood Schools Foundation.
It's amazing. And, you know, I got a guy right here and his daughter and his wife, the Kleinick family, who, have, speaking of, they've been in the Brookwood and the Parkview. I didn't set this up. This just works this way in your mind. That's how it works, Mike. But Coach Kleinick and Melinda Kleinick, and we got Keely Kleinick. Keely, give us a shout-out here.
Hi.
That's what you got from Keely. Come here, Brooke. Come say something. And then we're gonna interview Danny here. Coach Kleinick, 1 second. Come here.
Just say
hello. She's not sure what to do. You just say hello, Brooke.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. We got a Coach Danny Kleinick here. He's the head soccer coach. Matter of fact, I had some coaches from Parkview on the other day, and because of all my kids playing in soccer, I stayed away from soccer to avoid any bias. But Danny, it's a perfect time to interview him. He's coached at, what, three? You know, great teacher, too. We're going to talk sports for a second. In this community, but you've been at Brookwood, you've been at Parkview, and where were you?
Grayson. And Duluth.
In Duluth. So tell us about this community, and, you know, obviously we're friends, and but you've done and seen so much in this race. What do you remember about it? It does so many great things for the community.
Well, it's just neat to see all of Gwinnett kind of get involved with this and just the atmosphere and seeing the tents up for different schools and representing. It's just a neat community experience.
Well, we needed something. The Parkview cluster was being underrepresented. We've had South Gwinnett. We've had Brookwood. And then I saw the tent. But this, Danny, we're in a wind tunnel here. So things literally as we came on air today, the tent flew over and hit Mike's car. And we grabbed it for dear life. So it is a beautiful day out here at Run the Reagan. Are you guys, you're running today. What are you running, the 5K?
5K, and I would say strolling the Reagan, not running the Reagan.
I understand. I'm watching the stroll. Well, if there's anybody over there that you see, Danny, that you think would be a good guest, because we've got some people and we got airtime, let us know. But I want to thank you, Coach Danny Kleinick.
I do want to ask you about your training regiment for today.
Well, being a soccer coach, I'm constantly getting 10,000 steps a day, so I think today I can get 20,000. Having two ankle surgeries and a knee surgery, this is not going to be conducive to me to break any world records today.
But you're out there doing it. And again, he's coached multiple state championships and is a friend of mine and does great stuff. Teaching, I mean, coaching is amazing, but teaching.
What is it about Parkview Athletics, if I might jump in there, Ryan? Because, I mean, the baseball team's had incredible success. Football, of course, had success in previous years. And soccer, what is it about the Parkview Athletic Department where you're able to play at such a competitive level?
Well, one of the things is the community support. We've got people that are actively involved. We have...
And it starts from the ground up, from the kids and the youth leagues.
We have the youth leagues. For soccer, we have GSA right across the street, which is a good feeder program for us. For football, they start... I mean, the football coaches get involved with doing camps. And there's the athletic as well as the academic side. So not only do we do well athletically, but it translates to success academically as well.
And because of those youth leagues, whether it's football, baseball, soccer, by the time they get to you, they've already been coached up. I mean, you're not starting from scratch. I remember, you know, and I don't want to date myself, but back when I played some soccer in high school, I mean...
It was 10 years ago, Mike.
I wish. I mean, you know, it's just a collection of misfits, and, you know, we come together. But you now have guys that, they've been playing for many, many years.
Yes, and the great thing about what coaching at Parkview is I do have a wide range of players. I mean, I've got some guys that are in the national pool, and I've got guys that are not, and it's just... That's the unique thing about high school soccer is you've got so many different backgrounds of players. In club, you get to pick, like, your best 15, and they're all going to be about the same. Here, I've got a wide range of players, and that's the joy of doing that. Plus, when you play in front of you know, when we play Brookwood at home, we'll have 2,000 people.
Oh, that's a huge thing. And like I said before, I am biased towards the soccer program, but I took my own bias out of the equation because I didn't want to say you're biased. But, yeah, Judson Hamby, the head girls coach, and Danny Kleinick, the head boys coach of varsity soccer at Parkview, do a heck of a job. And also, you're a great teacher, and as is your wife, Melinda, and we appreciate you coming on air. I don't think she really wanted to come on air so much. She ran away.
She ran away.
were those your daughters earlier?
Yes, this was. Mine's right here.
Okay.
That's mine, too. She's the one didn't say anything. There's Charles Norton over there. Let's get Charles over here.
Charls Norton.
Charles Norton, come on the air for a second.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Danny. Good to see you, buddy. That's about look at this guy. He's a legend.
And by the way, you can hear the live music in the background.
Yeah.
And so they've got live music here all morning long. So come on by to the Run the Reagan here in Snellville, right outside Eastside Medical Center, the parking lot. We've got a field
here, Mike,
with vendors, with food, with music, and with all the high schools here.
Charles Norton is about to join us. He's about to sing a little karaoke. I can't hear what's in the background there, Charles?
You won't be hearing me sing today. You know, singing. Hours,
well, no. We got my good friend Charles Norton with Mike, Sam, and I on live on the air. Charles, what brings you? Are you doing something for Parkview? You running? You're always investing in the community. So tell us a little about what you're doing today.
Never running, but yeah. Working with the board of the Parkview Cluster Foundation. We're proud to be a part of this this year, and so I think this is our second year. And trying to do great things for the community, gathering funds, trying to raise funds for the Parkview Cluster. We take grant applications in from our teachers, and we try to provide them things that they wouldn't otherwise have for the benefit of the kids in the cluster.
Well, I thought I was talking to so many people earlier, and we've had, you know, Brookwood and South Gwinnett and Shiloh, but I wanted to talk about that, and it's you guys do an amazing job with the Parkview Cluster Foundation, and it's just been neat watching all these communities today to come together for a cause. And you and I, as friends, you know, we both do a lot in the community, and Mike, you know, they're all over the place in the community. So we thought, what a way to tie it all together to bring some community people. But it's all about the community, right?
It really is, Ryan. It really is. And to see everybody come together out here on a chilly, windy day and just do things together, be a part of the same team, the same groups, and days like this, you know, Brookwood and Parkview, they're brothers
and
sisters.
Right, that's right.
They're not enemies today, so it's great.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, and Charles, we just thank you for all you do in the community. And like I said, it was funny, before we came in here today, this tent and I, every time I let go of it, it wants to go flying. But it is great to see all the people out here today and just celebrating what a great thing we have in this community. Thanks for all you do.
You can't beat it. I'm glad to be a part of it. Thanks, guys.
We had the Brookwood principal on earlier talking about all the mascots that are here today. Today would be a good day to be a mascot in one of those costumes to keep warm.
It's one of the few times I'm sure they enjoy all the extra fur.
Exactly.
You guys keep doing what you do well. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you,
Charles Norton, thank you so much.
Well, you can hear the music. That's the School of Rock, by the way, that's providing the live music today. And we have plans to hopefully have a gentleman from the School of Rock come join us later on. But you've got all the vendors here. You've got food. You've got the family fun activity going on as well. And that includes inflatables, which we can see from here, a bunch of yard games, vendors giving away product samples and selling products. And the race awards will be in that area as well.
There it goes.
By the way, come by the Business Radio X booth. We've got our town magazines here, and as soon as you come and get them, that means it's less magazines for Ryan to have to hold down.
Dude, it is crazy. Every time Amanda, who's out in the field running around and getting these great guests and pictures, if you haven't seen it, we got our town Gwinnett magazine here, and I've got a binder covering them up so they won't blow off, so no one actually gets to see them. But Mike finds it enjoyable to keep saying the same thing, and I look like a moron.
A big thank you to Chairman Ron Weber. He's the chairman of the board of directors for the Run the Reagan. He joined us in the first hour for a good 10 minutes, and all of the folks on the board, Vice Chairman Warren Auld, Secretary Amanda Sosby, Treasurer Michelle Hamilton, and all the board members for all the work behind the scenes to make this happen. And of course, this could not happen without the cooperation of the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners, the Gwinnett Department of Transportation. I mean, you're shutting down a major thoroughfare here in this part of Gwinnett County for several hours. It will reopen at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, the city of Snellville made this all possible as well.
And we talked earlier, but to recap our listeners, I believe, we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers.
Over 300 volunteers for this event.
And this is year 26.
26.
So, I mean, we're out here. The sun is out. The vendors are out. great community leaders we're getting to talk to, and it is I believe, let's recap, Mike, the half marathon went at, 9 a.m.?
The half marathon went off at 9 o'clock. That, of course, is a timed race. I mean, because you have the fun runs and things that are not timed, but the half marathon was at 9. The 10K took off at 9:15, and then at 10:30, which was about 10 minutes ago, they had the one-mile fun
run.
Oh,
that was my run.
Yeah, you missed it. You missed it.
Okay.
The 5K and the 5K walk and run, which will be untimed, is at 11 o'clock, but the timed 5K also at 11 o'clock. So that'll be kicking off in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of folks getting loose for the 5K. That's more doable for me. The 3.1 miles, I've done some 5Ks.
Yep.
I think for the common folks, that's their race.
It is a race I actually had earmarked doing, and things didn't work out. So, but right now I'm so stiff. I feel if I took a step, Robert and Joe Youngblood felt so sorry for me. They gave me their gloves, Mike, and now my hands are somewhat warm. So, sunny day, but you and I are under a tent. So, Amanda's joyfully telling us, why don't you actually be in the sun? But we got
to be where the broadcast gear is.
That's right. You got to be where the equipment is, and we're glad it's not windy right now.
Yep, so a lot of stuff going on. And, again, you don't have to be a runner to have fun here at the Run the Reagan because they have so much other things going on, including the Family Festival. Right here by the start and finish line by Eastside Medical Center, where you can enjoy the live music, the inflatables, food, fun, and a whole lot of family activities. And all the vendors have their tents here, which most of them have not blown away yet. So come on out, bring your kite, and have a great time at the 2020 Run the Reagan in Snellville.
And I tell you, it's just great, you know, if you just sit and look around, I mean, see how many people you just see that are standing here wanting to talk to us or vendors who somebody who knows somebody. And this just, to me, shows, you know, with my business, Our Town Gwinnett Magazine, and your business, Gwinnett Business Radio X, right here in Gwinnett, just how many people know each other. And it's a special thing. Don't you agree, Mike?
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, we had the CEO, Trent Lind, of Eastside Medical Center come here. He was greeting folks, kissing babies, shaking hands.
Daughter came on the show.
We hope a day comes where that help is not needed.
Absolutely.
Your work is not needed.
Absolutely.
How can people get in contact with you guys?
Well, they can come by. We're located at 5329 Five Forks Trickham Road, right across from the Brewster's Ice Cream. And they can look us up on the website, www.lilburnco-op.org.
Co-op.org.
That's it.
Awesome.
What are you guys doing out here today?
Oh, we are actually, Parks Man is one of the actual, he really, really does a tremendous job of putting this all together for us. And he's one of our biggest supporters, Smoke Barns Baptist Church. So we're out here giving out food. We're monitoring the bouncy houses. We are all over this place. Okay?
What's it like over there in the fun area?
You want to go get on the jumpy, Mike?
We see all the bouncies.
Inflatables?
A lot of kids over there?
You will have to fight those kids to get in there. They are over there going crazy, having a wonderful time.
Great. Well, Sharon, keep up the great work. We appreciate all you do, and thank you for coming by and joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Sharon.
Absolutely. You know, it takes a village to do something like this.
Absolutely.
And remember, we talked about over 300 volunteers just for the Run the Reagan. Well, speaking of which, Stacy is with us now. And Stacy, you're helping provide all the music.
That's good music, Stacy.
You're with the School of Rock in Snellville.
That is correct.
Tell us about the School of Rock and then all those young folks that we had up doing that live music
earlier.
Mike wants
to get up and sing.
Well, we do have an adult band as well. We had a couple of our students out here running today. It's been a great day. Thanks for having us here today. Our School of Rock, we're located in the Michael Shopping Center. The students that were performing are our house band. They are the prime of our school, our best students that we have. Our youngest up there on stage today was 8 years old playing the drums.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And we are the School of Rock. We teach through method and performance instead of just basic lessons. Our students, most of these came into us a year to a year and a half ago with zero to no experience. They're doing monthly shows throughout Snellville and the Gwinnett County.
Yeah, and my understanding is, like you say, you don't just teach the chords. I mean, you just teach songs. You just learn the songs, get to the fun stuff right away.
Absolutely.
And then you throw them into the fire. You just say, okay, let's do a concert.
Absolutely. And our students perform from ages 7 all the way up to our oldest performer, I believe, is 63. So we have everybody out there performing. The kids have a blast. The bonding that goes on and the mental stimulation that these kids get from anybody from age 5 on up.
What was the reaction of the kids performing out there? I mean, they looked like they were having the time of their life.
And they were, and they've worked so hard getting this show together today. We knew we were coming, but it was still, they put it together, got all their songs tightened up for the show. They scheduled themselves for extra rehearsals.
Are there more sets that you're doing today?
So that's going to be our only set.
Okay.
I know they had other people coming through here. They did 9 songs today, so that was a full set that they got through today. They usually go back and they rehearse and hang out, and we'd love to have some people come through for free trial lessons. Just let us know that you are out here running the Reagan, mention Radio X, and we're happy to offer free 30-minute trial lessons on anything.
And this is the School of Rock in Snellville, and I just want to make this distinction because there are other School of Rocks that serve the Atlanta area.
That is correct. There's one in Buford.
Yep.
There is one in Johns Creek. Those are the ones serving the Gwinnett County. And we all work closely together, so feel free to get some information from us.
Awesome. What, do you have a website or anything?
We absolutely do. It's snellville.schoolofrock.com is our website, as well as our Facebook page. Check us out, like us, and share some videos today.
Awesome. Let me ask you this, Stacy. Your background, do you have some people that, you know, have a business background, some have a music background. Do you have both or one or the other?
Oddly, my husband, we're co-owners. We are owner-operated here in Snellville.
Right.
He took a step away from corporate IT business sales to open up the school 18 months ago, and I was a lawyer. He's the musician. He's been performing and singing since he was 15 years old.
So you went after your dreams. That's awesome. That is, that's a good bag. That's a great question. And that's, y'all having fun? That's the
We're loving it.
Awesome. Now, have you been taking lessons and learning anything?
I have. I've been working with our instructor for saxophone lessons. So that's my instrument of choice.
There you go.
Obviously, guitars, keyboards, I mean, drums. I mean, you
absolutely.
Saxophone, any ones that I would not be, you know, where else do you?
Well, we, oddly, also, we do keyboards, drums, bass, vocals, most of your basic ones. We do the performance. We have a mandolin instructor, a ukulele instructor.
So we you know what she got? Mike is more of a lead singer.
Well, we'll
you know, he's like
there.
The Sammy Hagar,
no.
You know.
I do synthesizers. That was in the 80s.
Okay. All right.
But what we need is for you to come by Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And meet with the house band, adult band.
You put that on your calendar. We'll tell Amanda, you're a lead singer. You know it.
What about you? You come out.
You know what? I have
you
no
You live in this area.
I do. Yeah, but I'm not a lead singer. And I'm really not that talented musically. But I'm good at talking, so that'll work.
If I can put one last thing out there for everybody out here for Run the Reagan, mention the Run today or the Brookwood Cluster Schools and all the schools that came out here today in honor of leap year, we are actually offering 20% off your first month lessons as well as 10% moving forward.
How does that work? Let me ask you that, Stacy. As far as contracting with School of Rock, I mean, you know, let's say do I do it for a couple months? Or am I committing to a year? How does
Absolutely
it...
not. We are a month-to-month contract.
Okay.
The only thing we do require is that we have 30 days notice. That's it. We offer just lessons. We offer band performance programs and young rookies programs.
Let's say I want to learn guitar or I want to learn drums or something like that, but I don't own a drum set or I don't own a guitar. Do I bring my own?
You do not need to bring your own equipment. We are fully equipped at the school. However, you would want to eventually get your own equipment so that you can practice and rehearse.
But somebody may say, I want to learn guitar, but I don't want to make the investment in buying guitars.
Until you're ready.
Until I know I can actually maybe play a little bit.
Absolutely. We've even had some students on the, you know, where we've actually, if we have some equipment, we'll loan it out while they're trying to figure it out. It does get difficult, but absolutely not. A drummer can just go get a drum kit and practice at home.
Absolutely.
On a drum pad and a pillow.
Lastly, I want to thank you because you
thank
volunteered
you.
Your time today,
Absolutely.
Right? The kids came out. I mean, this was all volunteer.
Absolutely.
In addition to the 300 and so that are helping run the race that we talked about, there's these volunteers that are doing all this other stuff outside the race.
And everybody's been amazing in here setting up, catching flying tents with the wind.
We could have used you earlier.
Well, I was holding mine down.
Yeah, so you had the real good. Stacey, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you all.
We look forward to hooking up more with you guys. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Stacey, with the School of Rock in Snellville. And we want to remind everybody about the 2020 Run the Reagan that's going on, the half marathon. Now, I don't know how long it takes to do a half marathon.
It depends on how. If you're as fast as we are.
So it started at nine. So I'm assuming it would be over by now. Of course, the 10K was at 9:15 this morning. Then they had the 1 mile fun run at 10:30 this morning. The 5K, which is a timed race, and then the 5K walk and run, which they have an untimed one, that kicked off about 15 minutes ago. So the final race of the morning has already started, and so they're on the track. They're on the road, the highway. They're on the Ronald Reagan Parkway,
the literal Ronald
as
Reagan
we speak. And again, the parkway will be closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon if you're out and about and driving.
All right. Well, we have he's been waiting patiently, but we have Dave Emanuel, Mayor Pro Tem of Snellville. A friend of mine, and he's been waiting here as the other guests came on. But Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good. Doing well. So, you know, you've been in all things Snellville and been on here talking about all the volunteers. So just tell us your take on all this. You've watched this event grow over the years.
It's obviously the premier event in Gwinnett County, and they just do a fantastic job. We had a project this year where we were going to come out and clean the Reagan after run the Reagan. But then we found out that the county sent out a work crew.
Wow.
So there's really nothing to clean up. But that's a project we started called Snellville Clean and Proud. And what we're trying to do is make people aware of the harmful effects of litter and the fact that even if you didn't throw it down, you can pick it up.
Yeah, instead of walking right past it.
Right.
I saw in a forum the other day, it was Ron Weber's forum. They were talking about something been sitting on the side of the road for like a week and a half. And I honestly wonder, everybody thinks somebody else is going to get it. Everybody can kind of pitch in, you know.
That's always the case. And we have a lot of people, surprisingly, who go out on their own and pick a street and pick up the litter. There's a program through Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful where you can adopt a road. You clean it 4 times a year, and they'll put up a sign with your group.
Oh, yeah.
Credit
so,
for it.
Now, what site would they go to for that? That's a good
that
thing.
Would, I think it's GwinnettCB.com.
Okay.
But if you just Google Gwinnett Clean and Proud,
you'll find
clean
it.
And, clean and Beautiful. We're clean and proud. They're clean and beautiful.
Dave, I'm going to give you a chance to talk about Snellville and the great things that are happening here. What is it about Snellville, Georgia, that makes us a great community to live, to work, and to play?
First thing is we have a lot of exceptional volunteers. And I think the volunteer participation tells you a lot about the city. And we started, it's 10 years ago now, where we started to make a concerted effort to get that community feel back together. Because as the area grew, people just got more and more devoted to go to work, come home, and they didn't know their neighbors. And we started the farmers market and the events, and that brings people together. And we're trying to do some more things where we're going to go into the neighborhoods. And we had a political get-together back earlier this last year. And it was amazing. People would come out and say, this is great because I never met you before and you
right.
live 2 houses away. So I think with as busy as people are, we tend to sometimes forget about the importance of neighborhoods and working together. We have a group that keeps their eye out for crime. And just looking at suspicious activities going on. And that helps keep the crime down. Snellville has a fantastic police department. In fact, we have people who want to move here just because of the police department.
It's funny you say that. We just interviewed somebody for Our Town Gwinnett Magazine for the Snellville Police Department, and it was about their Facebook. I haven't read the whole article, but about how they're using humor.
I
was reading the article about how they're using that to get people to engage.
That's right. And we have a very engaging police department where the officers will talk to you, they'll come out and help, and our police chief is really the head of that attitude. And he will tell people, call. You know, somebody will say, well, I heard a noise and I didn't want to bother you. And so he says, that's what we're here for.
Sir, that's awesome.
If you have anything that you're concerned about, call us.
That's awesome. And just watching with you guys and all the people's leadership of just watching Snellville develop that 10-year vision you've been talking about it's been fun to watch. It's really fun to watch.
And when, you know, me being a longtime Gwinnetian, if I can use that word,
it works.
I remember before the parkway was built, the Reagan Parkway. How has this parkway over the years helped Snellville grow? Because Snellville, you know, you don't have the interstate going through you. is it 29 or whatever that goes through to go to Athens?
No, 78.
Because I remember before 316, you take 78 through Snellville to go to Athens. I mean, if it wasn't for the Reagan Parkway, there probably wouldn't be an Eastside Medical Center behind us as well, I would think.
It does give us access, and that's one of the issues. Of course, every place in Gwinnett County has traffic issues. And the Reagan gets people moving in a semi-limited access mode compared to a regular surface street.
Right.
So it's been very conducive to help people get from Snellville over toward the other part of the county and vice versa. And it has, as you can see, it's led to development along the parkway on the feeder roads on either side of it. And I think that's probably going to be helpful when we get our new town center built. A lot of people don't know it, but the center of Snellville traditionally has been Highway 78 and 124, and back in the day they literally would put a Christmas tree in that intersection.
Oh, wow.
And now we have roughly 100,000 cars a day go through that.
Yeah.
So we're building a town center that's going to have a lot of really nice amenities.
Where's that going to be?
That's
going to
be between Wisteria and Oak Road and between 78 and North. So it's we have all the property north of the northwest of the police station to North Road.
Can I ask a geography question? You're up against the county line. Do you actually go into another county, or Snellville all
no,
in Gwinnett
we're,
County?
We're all that. Loganville is on the county line.
Okay.
And they are partially in Gwinnett, partially in Walton.
Okay.
But we're totally inside Gwinnett County.
Yeah. And how many residents now are you serving?
We're about 20,000.
Okay.
And
so that's
we'll
one of the bigger cities in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, we'll find out.
That's like number three or number four.
We'll find out more with the 2020
census.
That's right.
So fill out your census if you're listening. Well, Dave, we appreciate all the stuff you do and your great leadership. And, man, what a thing when you're out here to help clean and people are already cleaning, right?
Yeah, that couldn't be better. And I want to give one other plug to the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op. We started a program about 8 years ago called Give Hunger the Boot.
Right.
Where we do a lot of fundraising and food raising for the co-op. And in spite of the economy coming back, the co-op serves about 600 families a month.
Yeah.
And it's still a challenge to get all these people fed. And the thing I like about it is the co-op isn't a lifestyle. It's not something where they try to give you food forever. It's a bridge to get people from being dependent to being independent.
Right.
And they have just a lot of great programs.
Well, we want to thank you because it takes an entire village to make this happen, but being located right here in Snellville and having it happen here, along with the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners, the Gwinnett Department of Transportation, and of course, you can't do it without the city of Snellville. So thank you for your support of making this happen. And I know you have a lot of other people that are, you know, a part of this to make it happen as well.
We do, and that's that. Again, it's the volunteers and the community participation, and you know everybody's proud to be somebody in Snellville.
That's right.
That's more than just a slogan.
You're not running the race, though.
No, we were going to come out and pick up trash.
I know. Well, we're all here, and it's been a great day here at the Reagan. Dave Emanuel, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, we are broadcasting from the 2020 Run the Reagan here in Snellville, Georgia. And the slogan, for everybody is somebody.
Yeah. But when I lived way back in the day somewhere else, I'd see the Snellville Sunday. Everybody is somebody.
And there's a lot of everybody's here.
There are a lot of 20,000-30,000 people in the city limits. That is mammoth. I didn't realize that statistics, but
by the way, the location where the vendors are, we can see the, of course, we're right along the parkway. I see a lot of the racers coming back now towards the finish line.
It should be probably the end of, what was it, the 5K that kicked off at?
Well, let's see. As far as the time right now, it's 11, almost 11:30.
Yep.
So, yeah, the 5K, these are probably the 5K folks coming back right now.
That would have been a good time for me. If I was finishing 27 minutes, Mike, I'd be really happy.
Usually
with that.
Your top runners do it under 20.
Yeah. My middle daughter's dating a guy, is top runner. He ran a 4:46 mile the other day. I couldn't stretch my hamstrings in 4:40.
In our car, we could.
Right. That car would be really. But when he said that, I said, "You did that in what?" He goes, "Well, it's just my first mile." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, you're a little faster than I've ever heard."
And even though this is just a one-day-a-year event, the Run the Reagan is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3 charitable organization composed of local business leaders, and they could use your help all year long. So they have a website. Go to Run the Reagan and check it out. Just Google Run the Reagan, and you'll find the website. But they're always looking for help. And Amanda, you've got joining us now is Tim Simmons, yes, Snellville Police Association.
Yeah, the alumni. So yeah, we're part of the alumni.
There's an alumni association for the police.
Absolutely. It's actually a really cool opportunity for people to understand better how the police department does their job. You go through a course, and it's called the Snellville Citizens Police Academy. And they kind of take you through a light version of the academy. And we get to see on a kind of a ground level what the police's job is, how they participate in it, and why they do the things we do. And then once you graduate, you actually have the option to join the Alumni Association, where we do fundraisers, which help fund the police department.
I want to know more about the academy. What are some of the things that you do in the academy?
Okay,
if you
so
do
it? We're going to go do it and like have an undercover video.
I'm trying to decide sounds like it's fun.
It actually is a really fun course. The people who teach it make it such an enjoyable opportunity. Now, some of the cooler things we got to do, they actually took us out to one of the sheriff ranges, and we got to actually participate in shooting real live weapons. We also got to go to the Gwinnett County Jail and take a tour of the actual jail on the inside. So we got to see what happens.
What if you got locked in? That made me a little nervous.
Ryan's probably already taken a few tours, but doesn't want to talk about that.
Let me tell you, I always get nervous. When I visited Alcatraz, when they said you could get in for a photo shoot, I was scared they were going to forget me. So I'd be a little nervous, but it was cool, though.
It actually was really interesting to see how they run it and all that kind of stuff, as well as the programs they offer. A lot of people don't know is you can actually come to the sheriff department, and they can put you through a detox program. So if you're hooked on something like, you know, we got the current opioid crisis and stuff like that, they can actually help you through that. It's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of stuff on the level that we get to learn in this academy. You know, it's the kind of stuff that, you know, most people don't know about. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity.
Who are the people that sign up for something like this? Who are the kind of folks that sign up for this?
Generally what
I
saw.
Do you find them younger, older?
So it generally tended to be older. I actually was the youngest participant there by quite a margin. And I, you know, part of the reason I wanted to get onto it too was I have a passion for community service and all that sort of stuff. I actually came out today to help Mr. Emmanuel. He called for volunteers to clean up after the Reagan. And I actually, usually about every Sunday on my own accord, will just go and pick up trash off roads on my own kind of accord over there.
That's great.
So I know our viewers at home can't see there. yeah, I was about to say, she said here, I haven't had a car in a good 3 years. I actually ride a motorcycle full time.
Well, be careful with this wind out there.
The wind's actually not so bad now that the rain is done. The rain is what was killing
me
this
week.
But there's a picture floating around somewhere. I had 5 bags of trash strapped to that motorcycle that I just picked up off of one of the local roads.
Wow. Good for you.
Good for you.
That's why I came out today was to, you know, help clean up and tell people, hey, look, you know, not necessary to litter and all that sort of stuff. There's so many different ways to deal with it nowadays and about how everybody could do their own little part.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome, man.
I wish you'd have a little passion for what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not seeing any energy, no passion, nothing at all.
His energy is contagious.
What's your,
really
what's
good.
Your background?
Background, just a local, you know, here in Georgia. Grew up around Lawrenceville area.
Right, what do you do?
So currently, I am actually a dog walker. I work doing that full time.
That keep you busy.
It does. I do love animals, absolutely love animals. I am hoping one day to become a police officer. I had a friend who was killed at one of my previous jobs. I worked at a certain show that has horses and knights and all that stuff that's local to Gwinnett. You guys probably
know somebody. I have people that work there. I know very well.
You talking code?
Great one. Well, I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if I could say.
MT or something like that.
I wasn't sure if I could say the name.
Okay.
So yeah, it was medieval times. And I had a friend who was unfortunately killed by a drunk driver going home.
And that's your motivation right there.
That is my motivation. I do want to become a police officer. And somebody goes, oh, so you could lock up all those guys. And I was like, even just to save them from themselves, you know? Even just to stop somebody, you know, from doing something maybe not smart and, you know, help them out and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so. You know, it's funny because the people that, you know, say negative things about the police or whatever, well, you know what? Something happens to you. Who's going to come help you?
Exactly. It's going to be the crackhead on the corner.
Right. It's going to be the police officer. He could save your life.
Well, not only that, but so like there was actually something we discussed during the one of the classes. One of the instructors showed us a video, and it was really cool. So he's like, okay, I want you guys' opinion on this. And so, of course, everyone was like, whoa, police officer was totally in the wrong. He goes, okay, how about from another angle? He goes, and the entire clip, not just part of it. So that's a problem we're seeing a lot of nowadays.
Just little clips,
people
right?
will clip something and everyone's like, wow, that was really unnecessary, but they didn't see the entire story. You know, you got the benefit of the modern internet and YouTube and all that of, hey, we get to see a little of everything and talk about everything, the free speech. But then you also got the dark side of people,
they pull little clips out of context,
right? They post little clips and bits and all that sort of thing and snippets, and then you don't get the whole story. So, you know, well, that was something we got to learn about, you know, find out the truth. Go find out what actually happened before you make a judgment call.
Right.
Which is a really important lesson nowadays, I'd say.
Well, Tim Simmons, Snellville Police Alumni Association. Is there a website?
I think we're actually based off of you can check us out on Facebook. I know we're definitely on there.
Right.
We also work alongside with the Snowville, the cop cab over there, too. So you can look that up on Facebook. You know, the Choose Your Ride initiative to save a life, you know, prevent people from drunk driving. You know, Uber and Lyft are so cheap nowadays.
Yeah.
And so are taxis. You know, there's no reason to get someone hurt.
Absolutely. So. Well, thank you for coming by. Thank you for everything that you're doing, too.
Gentlemen, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you today. Hope to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Thank you to Tim for stopping by here as the wind's picked up a little bit. Yeah. By the way, you know, there's still some stuff going on. I know it's getting close to noon.
Yep.
But, you know, if you're in the area real quick, come on by. They, of course, have all the inflatables up. And they must have those inflatables battened down pretty good.
I would say
those
so.
Those things not to fly away.
I would say so. You know, with our last guest, I think you and I were thinking we could be, like, undercover cops. And I don't know how that would go. He got me a little nervous about that locking you in the jail thing. But
As we look behind you, Ryan, we're seeing a lot of the runners that were in the 5K now coming off the course because this is obviously, I would think, by numbers-wise, probably the biggest race as far as number of participants.
Definitely coming. Okay.
And you're seeing a lot of the runners now coming towards the parking lot, coming towards the fun area, coming to check out some of the vendors here. And I'm sure they'll check out a lot of the vendors before, you know, getting back in their cars and heading home. So things are starting to wind down a little bit here in Snellville, but hopefully a very successful 2020 Run the Reagan.
As again, as a recap, the 26th year of Run the Reagan, and just so many volunteers and so many people. Again, the Reagan is shut till 3 p.m., so seeing all the people out and the schools and the principals and the organizational leaders is just, Mike, just amazing.
We said it takes a village, and we've had business leaders, school officials, you know, politicians and mayors.
People in G3 invested in youth.
School
coaches.
Principals all coming together, and you don't see this very often.
And that's what's special. I think both of us, with the stuff we do with Gwinnett Business Radio X and, you know, Our Town Gwinnett Magazine, you and I see this all the time, Mike, but to see it come together like today is amazing.
And all ages, too, because the kids are involved. Well, the kids are running the races as well, so it really is a family-type event.
My kid over there, youngest daughter, 12, she just did a 5K and's back. I still think I'd be on the course, Mike, so I don't know that I'd be finished by now.
So I understand this. So this is why you wanted to do the remote, so you could get out of running.
That's right.
I'd love to run the Reagan, but I got to broadcast
this year. I'm going to talk about running. That's what I'm going to do, and that's what we're doing.
A huge thanks to, of course, everybody with the Run the Reagan, everybody on the board of directors led by Chairman Ron Weber, and the cooperation also of the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners, Gwinnett Department of Transportation, and of the City of Snellville. We just talked to the Mayor Pro Tem. All the proceeds above and beyond, of course, the operating costs you have. But once the operating costs are taken care of, all the proceeds are donated to charity, and this year's recipients are the Southeast Gwinnett Cooperative Ministry, the Lilburn Cooperative Ministry, and the Brookwood Schools Foundation. So a great day starting to wrap up with the 5K, the half marathon, and the 10K down Ronald Reagan Parkway. A reminder, the parkway will still be closed for a few hours until 3 o'clock this afternoon as they can kind of clean things up, and then it'll be open for traffic once again.
And we've had the Lilburn Co-op here, and I know the Southeast Co-op, Laura Drake, wanted to come on, and so I don't know if Laura can hear us.
But we may get a few more folks, so we'll take a break, and if we get a few more before we leave today, then we'll bring them on and we'll come back on the air. So, for the whole team, Amanda and Ryan, I'm Mike, and again, we are broadcasting from the 2020 Run the Reagan here in Snellville, and we're broadcasting it on Business Radio X.